Because in the end, no man, woman, or algorithm knows what's right for you. Always trust your inner voice. Speak, be,
The Saga Radio, the originators of today's modern radio.
Am I original? Yeah. Am I the only one?
Everybody's tuned in, even other radio stations are locked on.
Everything you need, you better rock your body now.
It's Given Beat City 5.
That was music coming through from LSG, and it's called All the Times, and it's got Faith Evans on it. And it brings us to the end of today's show. What a day it's been, man. Today has definitely Monday. Today is one of those Mondays that, you know, did the most. But, you know, I'm guessing we survived it. And that is what's important. 1801, that is the time. Thank you so much to each one of you for tuning in and for always coming through to 97.7. My name is Tron Jabulani, and I'm here every day from 15 up until 18 hours. In the meantime, you get to stay good, have a good evening, and have an amazing week. Bye-bye.
City Drive.
We are the best when it comes to music. Great shows, diverse personalities, the very best and intellect when it comes to news, programs, talk shows. There is no other radio station like this. This is you.
Given Beat City 5.
It's your giving. 97.7.
City Drive. 977
News.
Independent Lusaka mayoral candidate Simon Mulenga has formally lodged an objection with the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, over a proposed withdrawal of the Kando symbol that was allocated to his candidature during nominations. One person has died and two others were injured following a truck accident on Mamba Road in Choma District, Southern Province. And in international news, at least 19 people have died after a magnitude 7.8 earthquake struck off the coast of Mindanao Island in the southern Philippines, officials say.
977 News.
Thank you for joining us. You are listening to the 977 Evening News with the news in detail. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. Independent Lusaka mayoral candidate Simon Mulenga Mwila has formally lodged an objection with the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, over a proposed withdrawal of the Kendo symbol that was allocated to his candidature during nominations. Mwila says delivered a notice of objection to the Commission of at Elections House earlier today, challenging any move to alter the symbol that was assigned to him when he successfully filed his nomination papers on May 22, 2026. According to Mwila, changing the symbol at this stage would negatively affect his campaign, which has already invested considerable resources in promoting the symbol among voters. He disclosed that he had given the ECZ a 24-hour ultimatum to provide written assurance that the symbol allocated to his candidature would remain unchanged. Mwila has warned that failure by the commission to provide the requested confirmation would compel him to seek legal intervention. The independent candidate argued that the matter extends beyond the use of a campaign symbol, describing it as an issue of fairness, certainty, and the protection of candidates from decisions made after the closure of nominations.
977 News.
In other news, one person and two others were injured and one dead following a truck accident on Mamba Road in Choma District, Southern Province. The incident involving a Sino truck occurred today at around midnight at Seven Corners in the Siamulea area. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo identified the deceased as Misko Mukonka, 22, a passenger on the truck. The injured have been named as Friday Zulu, 35, the truck driver, and Mildred Mukonka, 20, also a passenger. Namalongo explained that the accident happened with Mr. Zulu driving at excessive speed, lost control of the truck, which veered off the road and overturned several times.
977 News.
The National Heritage Conservation Commission, NHCC, has reaffirmed its commitment to forging strategic partnerships that promote Zambia's natural and cultural heritage while ensuring suitable and sustainable conservation for future generations. Speaking during separate courtesy calls from representatives of the Chasing Waterfalls Africa Initiative and the Miss Heritage Global Pageant, NHCC Executive Director Kagosi Mamulowe said the commission remains open to collaborations that help unlock the tourism and heritage potential of Zambia's vast heritage resources. Mamulowe stressed that heritage promotion must go hand in hand with conservation community participation and economic empowerment. The executive director noted that Zambia boasts some of Africa's most remarkable natural attractions, including the iconic Mosio Tunia of Victoria Falls, the only natural wonder of the world on the African continent, and Kalambo Falls, the continent's second highest waterfall. He said the country has more than 200 documented waterfalls, those whose tourism potential remains largely untapped.
977 News.
And in more news, the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA, says newly enacted pension reforms will enable more families to benefit from the savings of deceased members.